Well, we've had the last two nights, we've seen a good, solid progress. And so they were brought in for a limited mission. That limited mission was to provide security to the command post. And so that systematic withdrawal we're beginning with those folks to maintain security there. But to with the last two good nights, we just thought, I believe that beginning that systematic withdrawal is the right thing to do.
As you may know, Michael Brown's funeral is next Monday. Why not wait on the withdrawal until this weekend and the funeral? Just
well,
on the offset,
from the mission that they have right there is what we're doing. That mission that they were called up on was to provide security for the command post. As we're making progress on that particular mission, we will maintain the resources necessary to protect public safety as well as people's rights to speak. But that was not the primary of the Unified Command under Colonel Repogel and Captain Johnson is focused on security in that zone. So we're going to continue to monitor the situation. And we're trying to make sure we balance this so that we have the force there for public safety, but we're just trying to balance to make sure we have the right force in place.
A quick two-part question: how many guardsmen were sent, and do we have an idea of how much it's going to cost the state?
I don't have the numbers. The original call up was around 200. We have you're working shifts in this weather, which we spent a fair amount of time making sure that a high percentage of those were trained MPs with police experience. So we had a kind of a unique mission here and put together a unique force. We'll get the dollars on this on the backside. Right now we're still in the air, still in the field, and we will continue to work on this mission to keep security and safety in that region.
Did last night's weather play any role, do you think?
Well, I think that what's really playing a role, it doesn't hurt, I mean, to have a little rain. I think what you're seeing here is with these outside instigators coming in, the local community standing up too and standing with us, saying, while we want to have some First Amendment things to say, we don't want violence that wouldn't honor the reason they're there. And I think that a number of local pastors, local elected leaders, and others are continuing to show a great deal of strength and a great deal of courage to get out on the front lines and keep things under control.
Are you planning to stick with Mr. McCullough as prosecutor, or do you plan on bringing in somebody new?
Well, I mean, when there are challenges in democracy, I try to focus on the pillars of those democracies. One of those is locally elected prosecutors that make decisions in a transparent fashion. I think it's especially made a little easier here with a separate federal investigation. So that's not on my list of things that I'm focused on, that's for sure.
Have you learned any lessons regarding what has happened in the past nearly 2 weeks of Michael Brown's death and what has happened since then?
Well, just that you have to be agile here. I think some folks on the outside of this say, "Oh, you're shifting here or there." Well, I mean, we needed, in my view, to begin to separate the folks that were legitimately expressing their First Amendment rights to those that had come to incite and do criminal acts. And one of the ways to do that was to lay out a time that curfew that we put in to get a clear line so that we can begin to see who was there. It was not meant to be confrontational. It was meant to say, this is let's try that. And I think it has made that made an effect. And when we saw the effect of the folks that were just there to violate the law or incite sticking around, it gave us an advantage, and we pulled that because it had served its legitimate tactical purpose. So we want people we're protecting, and I think Captain Johnson says it well. We're out there protecting people's right to speak, but we want to do it in a way that they are safe. And I think that the officers that are out there at night in dangerous situations have had shots fired over them early on, had Molotov cocktails early on, have had a number of things. Those things seem to be calming down, and hence the the decision, for example, to begin the systematic withdrawal of the Guard. When you talk about issues involving race and education and poverty and policing, these are difficult and challenging issues that we will hopefully we'll learn a little more here. But the thing I've been telling the folks is to listen. That's one of the reasons this morning I went to we organized a training session for teachers on mental health issues out there. I went by and a daycare center where our library is now being used as a daycare center to see and thank those teachers that are involved out there, and sat down with them with local elected representatives again this morning. So I think we can learn a lot, but in these tough issues, in order to get some trust, people also have to listen to opinions that that don't necessarily they agree with, so that they can find a common ground to move to a better peaceful place.
A vigorous prosecution, that line's been thrown around as far as the officer who fatally shot Michael Brown.
What I meant, in my years of experience as Attorney General and whatnot, was, you know, I was talking about all the duties of prosecutions and investigation, and in order to make sure that justice is served, it's important that there be a vigorous process through the entirety of that. That's all I meant. I certainly didn't prejudge. I've not seen the evidence, that was certainly not my intent.
Anything else you want to throw in?
No, it's good. Other than just to say the folks out there, we appreciate all the local folks that are, and the ministers and others that are out there talking about peace and talking about respect. We've made solid progress since I gave the unprecedented order to come in and put a different type of security regimen in place, and I'd ask people to support those officers that are out there and work with them as we move through this chapter in our history.